Blog Talk Radio.
Jill Madsen coming back. We're going to be talking about ancient sounds, modern healing with Jill. I'm just going to give you a little bit of background if you don't know about Jill. Jill Madsen is an author, artist, musician, and widely recognized expert and composer in the emerging field of sound healing. She has written 4 books and produces 7 CDs that combine in-track sounds healing technique with her original award-winning musical composition. Best CD for 2015, People's Choice Angels and Masters Deep Wave Beauty CD. Best New Age CD, a Silver Award. Congratulations, Jill. I'm so excited, and I see her on the line. She has accomplished way more. If you want to come in and read the rest of it, and Jill will give us a bit more information on herself. I'm just going to welcome her in. Hello, Jill. Are you there? Hi, Jill, are you there? Can you hear me? Jill? I have your mic on, if you are with me. I cannot hear you. I don't know if you can hear me. I'm going to continue on your bio, and then hopefully by that time you'll be able to hear us. I don't know if you can hear me, if you can email me so that way I know that you are on the other end. Like I say, I'm just going to tell you a bit more. Her CDs consist of intriguing magical tracks using ancient and modern technique with sound energy and a special healing frequency to achieve profound benefits. Her cutting edge music includes sound-based beauty treatment, frequencies of flower essence, emotional catharsis, and virtue building. Isn't that great? Celestial music with tones from ancient Egypt and celestial body, solfeggio and reverse solfeggio, and Fibonacci tones. Binaural beats and meditative music, countering negative astrological energy, ascended master and angelic channel energy, ancient language of light, and more. This multi-layered, multi-dimensional, deep-layer soulful work would uplift your heart while offering a myriad of benefits. Jill lectures throughout the states on an ancient sound and modern healing, talking flower. Her phone dropped. I just noticed that. Talking on flower and on an exciting journey of revealing the healing power of sound. If you can hear me, Jill, please call back. You can use the Skype. Oh, I see you're back, so let me welcome you again, and hopefully I can hear you this time.
Can you hear me?
Hello, Jill, can you hear me? Oh,
no,
yes,
I
can hear you now. Welcome.
Okay, all right.
You can hear me?
Good.
You can hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. And I can hear you fine as well. Thank you. I knew you were on the other line.
A little excitement.
Yes. I knew you were on the other line. It's just a technical thing we have to get out of the way. So thank you so much for coming back. I'm so excited you said yes for a second time. so appreciating that. I have all your little pieces that you send me. So this is the format we're going to use tonight. How about if I play a little samples and you tell us more about that? But first, I want you to tell people about yourself. I read a little bit of your bio, but I just want you to recap if nobody ever, like somebody listening to you, they don't know nothing about Jill. How's that?
Oh, well, I'm a musician and a geek. And I have read, thousands of volumes in antiquity. And primarily about ancient mystery schools. That would be the inner teachings of Buddha, Lao Tzu, Confucius, the Tibetan monks, Theosophy, Rosicrucians, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And since I'm a musician, whenever I hear anything about the ancient use of sound and music, it's like I just feel like a porcupine, like my hair stands on end, and I get so excited. And after having done that for, a ridiculous amount of years, maybe 20-some years, I would take notes, and I began to have notes on how they use music in ancient times, and mm-hmm. stacks of notes to the ceiling. And mm-hmm. what I found is that today we deem music as entertainment, mm-hmm. and they would deem that as like blasphemy, as a harmful statement, as how dare mm-hmm. you, because mm-hmm. subtly, meaning tiny, just little tiny bits, mm-hmm. sound waves are waves and energy, just like mm-hmm. our cells, our thoughts, our feelings, our body, it's all energy. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. on a very tiny but steady basis, sound mm-hmm. interacts with us. The waves interact. That's why music makes us feel. Music can be used to heal the body. Music, and to think of it, think of getting an ulcer. You know, mm-hmm. that's worry, an invisible emotion that transfers mm-hmm. to a hole in your stomach. Mm-hmm. So much like music transfers to emotions. And the ancient people use sound of music
for healing,
building, crops, for everything. It was an energy source.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that's so cool.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's so amazing that they can use all sorts of ways. But understanding, you know, how tiny it is, that tiny frequency has a, you know, tremendous impact on us. And just by the fact that we are not aware, you know,
right. And it is a cumulative one. You know, again, my classic example is if you look at the Grand Canyon, the water will bend to the shapes of the rock in the Colorado River. But if you look up, you see that over time, all that soft little steady water carved the rocks. And that's how sound is. You know, we interact with sound while we sleep all the time.
Yeah.
If you get a big enough dosage, can change big things.
Which means,
you know,
like repetitively,
think of using
like
sound
a
block kidney stones. Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you do it every day, once a week, it will make a difference than if you do it once a month. That kind of rhythm you're talking about.
Right. It's right. It's like dosage. You can get, well, and of course, you want to be careful what you're listening to. You can have like individual sounds that would, like, let's say, I don't, but let's say I had diabetes and you don't. I might want to listen to different sounds because that's going to get rid of my issue. Whereas if you don't have that, you don't want to listen to those sounds. But
would it
stimulate?
Would it stimulate? Something within me? Would it irritate me because I don't have that to heal? Would it irritate other part of my health? Yeah.
It could.
Okay.
Yes, it could.
Okay. That's interesting. Yeah.
There's so many ways to kind of get into this. One is I've written this book called Secret Sounds, Ultimate Healing, and it's available on my website, jillswingsoflight.com.
Secret Sounds?
It's about this, it's a book, and it's about the sounds in your voice and using a little software, a free one, at nano voice.org. You can download this free little software program, which unfortunately there's not a Mac version, just to save Mac lovers a frustrating event. But if you have a PC and download the program, mm-hmm. you can speak into a microphone, and the little software program will mm-hmm. rank out all the musical notes in your voice and will count them.
Okay.
So when I do that, I can see that I'm primarily a G sharp. Hi, I'm a mm-hmm. G sharp. How are you? What are you?
Ooh, you're a D.
But at any rate, and then when you look at all the musical tones, you see that I have an abundance of some and a lack of others.
And that's health, where you're going to practice.
Yes, and health is having an equal amount of them all. That's mm. perfect health.
Okay, so Nano Voice is called, this little gadget?
Excuse me, say that again?
The little gadget that we can download is called Nano Voice?
Yes, .org. And it is a program developed by Sherry, Sharry Edwards.
S?
And the book, Edwards.
No, Sherry
Secret
is
Sound.
S.
Okay. S-H.
Yeah.
A-R-R-Y. Uh-huh. Sherry.
Okay. Yeah, Edwards.
Yeah.
Sherry Edwards, Secret Sound. And the organization is nanovoice.org.
That's the website, yeah.
Okay, nanovoice.org. And it will tell you what sound you're missing or what sound you're weak of. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Okay, and then...
You know, and said, we all know that, really. I mean, we all have different personalities and different emotions are different frequencies, and we all have different health issues. And once again, different health issues are different frequencies.
Yeah, so, but that's what we don't know. Not everybody knows that. Not everybody knows that your illness is related to a sound, that you're missing a tone to hear yourself. Not everybody knows that.
Well, we're telling.
If they're listening
tonight,
they might. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so there's almost like two categories of sound. Like if someone has a specific issue, particularly if there's one that modern medicine doesn't have a cure for, mm-hmm. I would take a look at that Secret Sounds book and get into this bioacoustics, because you can have someone, I don't do it because I split myself so thin I am, but there are many practitioners, and Sherry Edwards herself also does these voice prints, and they can give you a sound box with exactly what you need. But what I've done is I've gone through antiquity, and there's a mm-hmm. tremendous amount of sound blessings that are generic. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I could give you all kinds of theories why they work, but to put it, let me see, in ancient times, I'm just recording stuff I've read.
Okay.
In many different epics, they say that people who are clairvoyant can see that when certain sounds are played, everybody's aura lights up. And when your aura lights up, again, that's reflecting your health.
Mm-hmm.
So today, it's kind of secretive and mystical, maybe even ridiculous if you're not open to new ideas, but the idea that sound influences us. But if you are clairaudient or clairvoyant, it's like in your face, it's of course, you know, it's like, of course, stupid. You know, just take a look. Look at the sounds, watch the aura and the body change.
Mm-hmm.
And Sherry can do that too, because how she developed her science, Sherry Edwards, with that Nano Voice program, is that she can hear little tiny frequencies that your body sends, little tiny nano communications, volumes that are smaller than you and I would detect. And so she can hear when she makes sound, she can make an illness discordant. Whenever you're sick and she hears it, like sounds of diabetes, you know, it sounds crappy. She has a certain set of sounds. Then that nasty sound diminishes. Come in tune.
Okay. So she has special hearing, like a psychic hearing that she has, like an extra sensitive ear.
It would be,
auditory.
Or perhaps maybe even you could think of it, she has an ear like a dolphin. She can hear tinier frequencies and frequencies out of our hearing range.
Our range, that's what I was thinking, out of our range, is so amazing. That is so amazing. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to play samples of your CDs that you sent it to me, and then you can tell us more about that. How's that?
Sounds like fun.
Okay, wonderful. The first one in front of me is Agrimony Flower Symphony.
Mm-hmm.
That's good? Okay, I'm go ahead with that and I'll play a couple seconds of that.
Okay. That's beautiful and soothing. So tell us about, did I pronounce it properly? Agrimony? Agrimony, yes. It's a flower.
Okay.
And you see, the healing flower symphonies, they do two things. In general, the big picture is that they're for emotional healing.
Okay.
And when I was starting to do this music, I was very taken by the Bach flower remedies. I had tried them, and I found them, for me, to be very effective.
Mm-hmm.
For those people who don't know about that, it's an ancient idea, and it was used by healing by indigenous tribes. And, for example, when we talked earlier about an ulcer, you, rather than taking some type of pharmaceutical medicine for an ulcer, they would give you, let's say, they would capture the energy of a flower, such as a daisy that's cheerful. And then you would continue to consume this. And if you consume this, which is vibratory energy, enough, you become cheerful and you can't worry.
Okay.
So that's the idea. And like if I were to play the frequency of niacin, and that's a supplement, and it makes your face flush. If I just play the frequency associated with that, your face flushes.
Amazing.
There's just a you know, like an example that people, you know, you tell them you ingest sound, but you do ingest sound, and you, your medicine that you take and the food that you take is energy, and it cycles per second. And anyway, so... you ingest sound. So I got the frequency of the Bach flower remedy. So, and the Bach flower remedies happen to be the same frequency as the flower. So just think of, if you wanted to feel beautiful, you would surround yourself with roses. It's a very soft, subtle feeling. But if it's continual and if you have enough of it, it starts to change your essence, change your mood first. And then, you know, it starts to, if you change your mood enough, it becomes a habit. And it changes your attitude. So anyway, so I started with the frequency of the flower. So you're going to start to ingest that positive feeling just by listening to the music. It's the same as having a flower in the room or taking a flower essence. And see, I'm a musician, and I really like to do this. So I was just very creative. And I came up with music that would match the emotion of the flower. For example, if we're doing a flower that's like courage, music is going to sound courageous. If we're doing a flower that's to give you the feeling of patience, then the music's going to sound patient. And so anyway, I tested these in a nursing home.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were so depressed, they really weren't up for happy music. It's like, I'm lucky I didn't get run over by a wheelchair. They want it. Like sad, whiny, piney, stuff from their youth. But they want a very sorrowful song. They were in wheelchairs. They were left all alone. They were there to die. And it's kind of like if you were too cheerful, they were going to hit you with their cane. And so I played really sad music for them for about 6 months, live music. Once a week. And towards the end of that, they started talking to me. And then in about 9 months, they were talking to everybody, and they were like chatty Cathy's. And I guess what I learned is that music is catharsis. and this is also exactly what the ancient Greeks did, which I've also studied about, is that they'll go in there and create a frequency like anger. You know, you can make that into sound.
Okay.
And it kind of resonates with the anger that you've stored inside. And that's a physical thing. You, on tiny bits, you store your emotions in your body someplace. Back to our ulcer example, you store worry in the linings of your tummy, which is the same frequency as the emotion of worry.
Yeah.
So the more negative energy you send into that one spot where worry happens to collect, if you do it enough, it'll bore a hole in your stomach.
Yeah.
So anyway, it will shake it, rattle it, and then it'll release it. And then I got into the ancient Greeks, and they were using music to modify difficult personalities, a stereotype of a group of people that had an annoying habit. They were using music to change that. They were using music to change, their criminal system to alter people's values, to build and instill values, to build values in their youth. Egypt did the same thing. They were very, very careful how they built the vibrations children were exposed to because they were building values for their own citizens.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just copied that all. And so I have these two healing flower symphonies, and I have 12 flowers, and we go through basically clearing your emotion. We clear out impatience, build patience. In agrimony, what we're clearing is, this is a good one for me, I hate to admit it, but probably my worst quality is that I'm one of those pleaser people, and I really have to fight it, because I'm always going to say something nice, whether or not I mean it. And if I don't mean it, it comes out insincere. I don't intend it to be, but it's like my habit. And that's what the agrimony flower is for. It's for speaking your truth, which is really a much bigger blessing than saying something nice.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
And so the music starts out like in tune, and then you can't tell, but like in a fraction of a second, I take it out of tune, and so it sounds nice, but. And then when we go into the part where we're building the virtue of sincerity, it's perfectly in tune with heavy doses of the frequency of sincerity and speaking your truth.
Isn't that amazing? Just music can do all that. And this is out of your, maybe it's not, but I'm just curious about you as a musician who knows all this wisdom about music. Do you listen to any popular music? And how do you live in this world with all this popular music?
Well, yes, I do. And I learned from antiquity that any type of music system that copies sounds in nature is good for your body. If you look at the evolution of your physical body, you know, most of our time we've not been in houses with electric and cell phones and TV. We've been outside.
Yeah.
We've been exposed to the wind, to nature, to the stars.
Yeah.
And those are the sounds and the frequencies that make us healthy, make us feel good, uplift us. And so when I do listen to the radio, I'm going to find a relaxing, and again, I'm going to look for beats that are similar to the body's beats, rhythm patterns.
Okay, so you are an expert, so you can choose what type of popular music you will listen to. Is that what I'm hearing?
Right, well, and it's probably not popular music. It's going to be more, relaxing, meditative, other healing genres.
Okay, so you won't turn on the radio and listen to whatever is on at the last moment, like whatever is going on, what the latest hit or whatever. That's what I meant.
Oh, I'm sorry, Shaw. No,
it's okay. You won't listen because you know how the vibration is going to affect you because you're sensitive to that.
Yes.
Absolutely. Oh, my God, that's so amazing. If we only had the ears or the eyes to see how it is affecting. Do you want to choose what other piece we play, or do you want me to go down the list?
Oh, just go down the list. We'll have fun. It's okay.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay. Cool. I have My Soul, the next one. So let's listen a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. So beautiful. It sounds a little bit Mediterranean. I don't know if it's just my ear.
I don't know. I usually channel my music.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure I get help with composing and the performance. But anyway,
yeah,
what
that
I
one.
Did in that one, ancient people found that nature is ultimately healing. The more you're in nature, the more you communicate and connect and share vibrations and in tune to nature, that it has very healing, kind of like rebooting back to your original divine blueprint. It's just good in every way. And the ancient people would say that sacred geometry is the shapes they see in nature. And then they would use geometry to define the shapes they see in nature. Mm-hmm. And they would, being fairly good mathematicians, they would use the math to create the shape and then convert those numbers to cycles per second or sound.
Mm-hmm.
Up until 300 years ago, every piece of music almost worldwide was the scale was actually tuned to the spiral you see in a seashell or in a galaxy. With the Renaissance, we stopped that. The Fibonacci numbers.
Fibonacci.
And in between the Fibonacci, you create phi, not pi from a circle, but phi. And that's another
common
energy in nature.
Yeah, 3.14,
And so in the Greeks were really into that. You know, the five-pointed star is like a phi machine, creating all these constant energies found in nature. Therefore, God made nature. Therefore, it has a heavenly divine blessing, is the ancient line of thought. And so what I did in this CD is it's loaded in the background with these little tuning fork sounds, and they're the sounds of that spiral.
And also,
encoded in the Old Testament by the Hebrews and found with the Chinese and the Egyptians is the solfeggio set of numbers. When you apply this ancient system of gematria, it's a 3-6-9 pattern. And
3-6-9,
these scientists like Tesla and Kepler, they attribute their great energy machines. They talk about the energy must be a pattern of 3-6-9. They're not saying necessarily 3-6-9 sounds, but the energy is tuned to 3-6-9, whatever that means. They spoke in riddles because they felt that their science could be misused and humanity wasn't quite
ready for it. There's a whole YouTube video, a guy, I don't understand it much, as well, he's a mathematician trying to explain how he cracked the code of 3-6-9. If you're a mathematician and if you know anything about what it means, you can go look at him. I forgot his name, but there is an...
If you remember it, email it to me. I'd love to
You would
at
love
it.
To know? Yeah, he didn't have a lot to say in his presentation. I don't know if I'm going to remember his name, but he had quite a follower and people that he helped them break it down, the 3-6-9. And I don't even remember what I learned from them, but it was very, very interesting.
Well, I'd love that. I'd love that. And here's the thing. This solfeggio set of scales, it's this unbelievable pattern of 3-6-9s. And ancient people, when they played it, it was one of those things that everybody's aura lights up like a Christmas tree, kind of like a one-size-fits-all. These sounds bless everyone. Paint Your Soul is full of this solfeggio, and I found 18 of those, 3-6-9 in the pattern, and then the Fibonacci. And it's just very, very healing. It's kind of, it helps release a little tiny bit of like sweet sorrow. And I have had people do Carillion photography. It does light up your aura. It feels really good. And that's the Paint Your Soul CD.
That is so amazing. It's just amazing. And then, okay, let's play another one.
Okie dokie.
And we'll talk about it. And that's Angels. On Angels or Angels? Jill, you can correct me.
On Angels Wings, I think, something like that.
On Angels. Oh, okay, perfect. Tell us more about it.
Okay, that one is from the Deep Wave Beauty CD. Mm-hmm. And in this one, my theme was the physical body and also feeling beautiful. And feeling beautiful is... being beautiful is not just how you look physically, it's also how you feel.
Absolutely.
Like I recall the Disney movie Hunchback of Notre Dame, and the hunchback, of course, is deformed, but he's so beautiful that, you know, he looks good by the time the movie's near the end because he's been so beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's like that energy, that feeling transcends your physicality. So I started off with beautiful music. Mm-hmm. And then I decided to go for health, the body. The body tends to prefer deep tones, like your muscles, tissues, more your muscles and bones. And so I put in the frequencies associated with vitamins and recalled it. We had talked about playing frequencies associated with niacin and then your face flushes without you taking the herb. So I'm playing the frequencies of vitamins. And then collagen. Collagen, to make your skin look good, it also has to have absorbed, your body has to have using vitamins. So I have collagen, then I have the support system for collagen, and then I have the frequencies of the muscles in your face and neck. And as we age, the muscles get longer. And think of like a longer string, like a shallower string bass.
Yeah.
It's longer than that of a violin. The longer string's deeper in pitch. So as our muscles sag, they're getting longer and they're getting lower in pitch. So I'm tuning them up.
Oh,
and my thought being that, you know, the muscle's going to have to shrink to hold that high frequency, that original healthy new frequency. And there's a special site. It's called musicforbeauty.com. And a lady that I didn't know at the time, though later I was introduced to her, she played that Deep Way Beauty CD. Now, she played it for about 2 weeks. She worked at home, and she played for 24/7. But
her before and
after pictures were stunning. And she reported that she even had the skin tighten on her whole body. So back to our original thing is, you know, dosage. Sound is, think of it, you take good stuff in here, but you're taking in little drops. So the more you listen, the more you get.
amazing. Do you get those type of feedback when people get your CD, and depending on how often they use and whatever their needs are, do you get those type of feedback?
I think I'm up to 80 pages now of testimonies that I've gotten.
80?
80 pages, not 80 testimonies. It's about 10 on the page.
80 pages. Yeah. That's amazing.
Uh-huh.
That is serious, you know, results. I just want to ask you, how do you correlate music and astrology? And astrology and chakra, I know we talked about briefly last time. How does it work for you? I know you don't worry about astrology and chakras, but give me your insights on how do you see it.
First of all, I have a CD that's like chakra healing on steroids. And as far as musical astrology goes, I don't know when, but I would love to write a book on that.
I would love to help you out.
Well, maybe.
Because I'm interested in astrology and the chakras, and the chakras and the music are at one, right?
Yes.
And I have a little one page here where I don't know if you know this, but they have a musical notes on each of the signs. Have you heard about that?
Yes. Oh yes.
I bet you do.
Oh yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Yes, conception, when you start getting into, this would be the Sumerians and the Zoroastrians, cradle of civilization in the Sumerians, which is now the area of Iran and Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
In the Bible, when they talk about the three wise men coming, they're talking about three astrologers from Sumeria.
Mm-hmm.
And these mages, when they talk about astrology, it's often musical. The idea is astrology tells us, okay, these are the frequencies that are coming, or here's your astrology reading, however you want to say it.
Yes.
And then if it was negative, they would play the sounds to undo any challenge or negative frequencies.
Okay.
And the other thing you could do then is take the frequencies of a really good astrology reading. Let's say astrology says, hey, you're going to get rich in this corner, good finance time. Well, you could calculate what those sounds are and then listen to them at other times.
Say that again?
You could calculate what the sounds are and then listen to them at another time. So you could ingest more of the good astrological energy and counterbalance the negative.
Okay. So you would take it, the reading, and you would convert it into note. Is that what you're saying, if I understand you?
Yes, yes. And in fact, if you go back to Sherry Edwards again, and I have this again in my Secret Sounds Ultimate Healing book, but she bought, and I believe it was off of Motorola, for $9.99 a day, she would buy from the satellites the frequencies coming in below our hearing range, but coming in from the different positions of the stars. If you think about a planet in its orbit, think of a boat in water. It's going to make a wave. Just because it's not in the range that we hear doesn't mean it's not making a wave.
Mm.
And satellites can pick that up and tell you what the musical note is. So she would have these things called keynotes, and she would say, okay, today the frequency of zinc will be coming in from space, and anybody else would say, good day.
Ah, so she would be listening to the astrological tone instead of horoscope telling us today, let's say the moon moved to Taurus, it would be a tone there, right? I understand you correctly.
And then they could modify that tone in many ways. There's many ways to do it. They could modify the tone. Let's say it says, a bad day, you're probably going to have an argument with everybody you talk to. There's a frequency that's going to make you cranky.
Yeah, let's say Mars and Saturn somewhere crossing or opposing each other. Those are the two complicated ones, they say.
Right. You can undo that.
Mm.
If it's one frequency, let's say it's coming in at 10 cycles per second, you could listen to one over 10 cycles per second. And when those two waves combine, they cancel each other out. If you use TanArc, then you can get like a variety of them coming in from different positions. And then there's another way. Ted Andrews had some really nice books out. And what he suggested was he would pick up the frequencies, let's say, of Saturn and Mars that you mentioned, something that's going to cause a challenge. And anything that's going to cause a challenge, if you listen to those notes together, they sound like crap. So anyway, musically, if any notes that are like a quarter note or a half a note away or a note away, if they're sounding together, they sound bad. They sound discordant. But if, like, let's say you put a chord and make those two into, like, the seventh of a musical scale, and only musicians will understand what I say, but let it be suffice to say you can mess around with music so that something
and make it harmonious.
Perhaps sounds creamy instead.
Yeah, make it harmonious instead of being very aggressive. That's what you're saying.
Right, and you just add other tones.
Yeah, because that's what I'm looking here.
Go ahead. And in fact, in with Confucius, with the ancient Hindu, with the ancient Egyptian, Sumerian, they're all doing this one thing. They would calculate what's coming in from the stars each day, and then they would create music to harmonize and balance it. So their music changed not only every day, but they would change it like every 3-4 hours.
For the people.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have to have a special equipment to capture that and to translate that energy, because it's just can't hear it, right? A regular ear cannot pick it up. So they have to capture
it. I don't know how they did it, but
they do it and they'll list
their tones. Yeah,
but Motorola company has some kind of software, but before that, they must have somebody very attuned that can hear the note, that can compose it together, right? So the people can enjoy it.
You could have someone who can hear it. You could have someone who's clairvoyant. Yeah. You could have a high being from another planet come by. I suppose there's and another way they did it, and this is something fun. We could all, I've tried this, and this is kind of cool. Go out at night and look at the sky, and then in your imagination, like, draw an X in it so you've got 4 quarters of the sky.
Okay.
Then focus on 1 quarter and just keep looking at it. Just, like, open up your heart and feel like you're one with this section of the stars.
Okay.
And then do it to the next quarter, and you'll find it feels different.
Wow.
And you'll start to tune into the fact when you start looking at, and I'm very sensitive, so I'm very good at picking up subtle little feelings, but I'm assuming they had people that were more intuitive than I, and I can go out and start to look at a star system and just feel one with it, and then pay attention to how I am feeling at that moment. Do the exact same thing with another star system, and I feel different. Ancient people would attribute that to the star system. And that's kind of how they came up, according to some of the writings, with astrology. So, like, you look at Venus and you feel love and you feel this and that. You look at Mars and you feel more aggressive and so forth. That's how they were doing that in the writings.
Isn't that amazing? Is that what you do? You have in your album right now one with I saw somewhere where you were saying working with the negative energy of the astrology. Is that what you do?
Yes.
You're playing around, combining, making that harmonious note. Yeah.
Well, you see, the thing about astrology is you have two issues going on. You have individual issues, and you have
planetary
collective. collective issues.
Yeah.
So
you
can get sounds. For an individual thing, but that's going to take someone some time in writing and composing and recording and stuff. So what I've done is I took one of the ancient methods, which was generic, which just blessed, and they calculated the frequency that a planet gives off in its orbit. Now that's going to change in its position relative to us, but they gave out the original planetary frequency. And they would listen to that amidst beautiful music. And they would, like, tune into the stars. So they were by being in tune with the stars, it's kind of like with Lamaze, if you're breathing and you're really in tune to breathing, it kind of lessens some of the pain. And so that's what they're doing. They're tuning into the stars. So if one happens to come in a little negative, they're already kind of in a bliss state with the stars. It's kind of like water off a duck's back. That's the way they looked at it. But they tune to the stars in the method that I have in my Stardust CD for several reasons. Another was that just as some people believe that Gaia is a very evolved being in soul's earth, they also believed that great planetary beings, much, much, you know, better off than me, so to speak, would also ensoul Mars, Saturn, and so forth. So they would tune in to the stars to tune in to a highly evolved being. And when you kind of tune in, you establish a vibratory connection, resonance. You download their energy. And so they're tuning, it's kind of like phone home, you know, kind of like the PC, you know, the movie. And they're tuning in to the stars to tune into the higher beings, to tune into their energy, to download celestial energy, music of the spheres, they would call it sometimes. They're just tuning into the heavens.
Yeah, and that's why I'm so...
The Stardust CD.
Yeah, and that's why I'm so passionate about this, because the only way we're going to connect to that is if we're connected to our chakra and they all, you know, align and open for us to be able to connect it, right? Would you say?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. So that's why chakra and astrology I won, because it's you, it starts with you to be open, right?
Right. In my chakra CD, what I did on that's called Cosmic Streams.
Cosmic what?
Cosmic Streams.
Okay.
I spent 20, 25 years studying all this stuff. Every ancient society tunes their chakras, and every ancient society does it with vibratory energy, sound, frequencies, and other methods. So each chakra is going to have a frequency, a vowel, which is translate to a harmonic sound. It's going to have a rhythm. It's going to have a color, which translates to sound. It's going to have, let's say, a crystal, which translates the sound. It's going to have an organ in your body, which translates to a sound when healthy. It's going to have a fragrance, which translates to sound. And what I've done in this book is I've combined how the Hindus did it, how the Egyptians did it, how the Chinese did it. I just put all the methods in one guided meditation, and then I put all these sounds at the bottom. So why I'm saying, let's say we're doing the root chakra, imagine red, I'm playing red. You're absorbing red. And everything else associated with that chakra.
So is you're doing an overtone, you're talking and the tone is playing in the background kind of thing?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's so amazing.
Yeah, very powerful. And chakras are very powerful.
Yeah, because that's what I feel like. That's our basic that we need to cover first before we can go anywhere else.
We are
talking about chakras, but how much are we working on? That's my whole thing, you know. If we really want to see the change, I feel. Anyways, this is my personal conclusion that it starts with the chakra, because if you, nothing wrong with the will of the mind, but that's part of the chakra as well, but. Just do the physical practical, right? And start with that and then...
Ancient people would say if you wanted to change your personality, the will would be your last choice to do it, because it's so hard to change up your will.
Exactly.
You would do it with sound. You would do it with chakras. You would do it in another way. Because there's more powerful ways than your will.
Absolutely, and now that you have this joke work already done, and 80 pages of testimony, that's amazing. And how wonderful it is.
This is a real fun one, too.
And this is a real fun one? So would you share?
Yeah, there are.
Number on top of your head?
I can.
Yeah, please,
I just got one today where a lady was putting her granddaughter to sleep, and...
Okay.
I guess she was like three, and she was playing with the flowers.
Okay.
And her grandmother was trying to tell her goodnight, and she said, "Oh, shush, Grandma, I'm listening to the flowers. Can't you hear them? They're singing. Listen to that music." Isn't that cute?
Oh, that's really cute. Oh, she's wearing them early. Oh, she's that's wonderful.
And she didn't know it was flower music. She didn't know, the child.
That little girl did not know.
Yes, she just said, listen, it's flower music. They're speaking. They're singing.
Oh, my God. And that's what we need to do, start real young, to listen to the good music so they can differentiate the good vibration and the bad one.
Yeah.
That's part of our whole being. Oh, my God. Okay, we're going to play one last one that I have here. And then you can tell us a little bit more.
Okay.
It's called Serantis. Serantis?
Yes. Serantis. It's another one of the healing flower symphonies.
Mm.
Yeah. And that one's about following your path, knowing that what you're doing is absolutely the right thing and the joy in that.
Okay, so it's staying connected with what brings you joy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Oh, my God. And you listen it, and then it's just doing whatever it needs to do, and you just feel the joy, I bet.
Yeah, and think about how you get a personality quality. Let's say I'm not patient, and I want to be patient. Yeah. If I'm patient over and over and over and over and over again, and then let's say you see me being so patient. You're going to describe me as patience. It's going to be one of my attributes.
Yeah.
So we can all feel all of the good emotions. They're all within our grasp. It's just a matter of repeat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're doing in the music, is we're taking you to the emotional space of a virtue with the frequency, because everything in your emotional field is a frequency. It's like a musical scale. So it's got the frequency of it to make it stronger, and then we come in with the music. And and then I even do the cathartic release of its opposite prior to that.
Okay. Just
and
to prepare.
Intuitive. Like on one of the flowers was on trust.
Okay.
And I was trying to think, okay, trust. And I decided that, you know, one of the things that was subtly always something I just depend on, I would never doubt, is my heartbeat. It's always there. And so that symphony, I taped to heartbeat, and that's the underlying framework for that song.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of little, I don't know, I was just being creative kind of stuff in the music.
Yeah, the subtle and the that's just so amazing. And you want to give your website once more so people can have access? And I know you have it on your website. Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah. It's Jill's WingsOfLight.com, JillsWingsOfLight.com, and I just put up a new website called ancient-music.com, and I'm going through some of the ancient music, and there's some videos and recordings there of like the Lemurians, Atlanteans, Sumerians, Chinese, Egypt. I'm going through the different cultures and giving you some of their sound healing examples. And on my homepage of JillsWingsOfLight.com, there's a half hour of free sound healing music.
That's amazing. So they can have it and listen to it and experience it.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody. Try it out for yourself. This is so beautiful. So, and it literally affects you immediately. But with patience, you know, repetitive, like we've been saying. Anything else you want to share with us? Are you doing any appearances?
Yes, I'm doing... you see a bunch of workshops this fall.
Yeah. Online
they're
in person?
New York, Ohio. I think I've got maybe maybe 8 of them, and they're on my website at Jill's Wings of Light under my calendar of events.
Okay.
And probably by around Christmas time, I'm going to have up a and just start piece so people can download online training sessions. I teach sound healing with your voice, sound healing for your body, sound healing for relationships, the music or sound healing of Atlantis, Egypt, China, India, sound healing for manifesting, crystal healing. You can apply sound to anything. And such.
That's amazing. If we, like, our words, you know, everything is sound. We just don't hear it, right?
Yeah. And it's like, it's such a free, cheap, easy, accessible tool.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing like it. It's very powerful. In the ancient mystery schools, it was the most hidden, not because it's the best, because sound can be used for good or bad, but that it's just simply strong because it's the same frequencies as our muscles, bones, tissues, thoughts, feelings. So it has a very powerful punch on someone living in physicality.
Yeah.
So it's powerful stuff, and they hid it in ancient mystery schools. So it's not as popular because they waited, and they didn't want it out to the masses until they were as evolved as possible so that people would not misuse it.
Maybe we're just at the beginning right now. Maybe that's why we're not here, and that's why we're not appreciating, because we are just maybe at the peak of our evolution to appreciate and to be mature enough to use it wisely. And
I hope so, because it was definitely given to me. I mean, strangers would walk up to me and hand me obscure books and say, hey, you need this, or my guides told me to give the... I mean, I've had strangers come to my doorstep and say, my guides told me that I'm supposed to talk to you. I mean, this
Those
is how I got
the interesting story you need to tell us, Jill.
Yeah. So it was given to me. So it was, it was given for me to get out.
Yeah, so absolutely. I absolutely agree with you. That's how I feel. Like we are at the beginning, so, you know, only after a certain time do we realize how precious it is. It's like anything that's breaking through, right? At the moment it's happening, nobody knows until it gets, you know? And everybody says, do you know? And everybody says, yeah, I know. Do you know? As it's the first time, right? But we need you. Thank you so much for being there and providing this for us. It's truly amazing. I'm speechless. Just the fact that you're describing this little anecdote of people that have experience and your own experience with how it affected you. And I don't know if you have any time. I would always love for you to come back, and I'm sure we're always going to have. You know, always be more to talk about, especially with your. Are you working? Have you even started music and astrology, or is the idea? You have the idea of
It's I've got a rough draft, but it's not on the top of my pile. I've got a new book coming out in a month called Lost Waves of Time. And there I'm going through the music of Lemuria, Atlantis, Egypt, China, Hindu, Greece, all throughout the world. And I'm also looking at number patterns under the music and relating that to emotions and evolution, and so I'm really excited about it.
Absolutely, and everything has this divine timing. So it will come out whenever it needs to come out. But thank you so much for coming over tonight. I so appreciate you, and I'm looking forward to our chat and the next time. And I invite everybody again to experience and to go JillsWings.com. Is that the site that they need to go?
No, JillsWingsOfLight.com.
Of light. JillsWingsOfLight.com if you want to experience some samples, and if you like to buy it, please help yourself. And you email, if they like to email you, is it on your website? If they go to on the website?
It's on my website, or JillIMatson, at Yahoo.
Perfect. Thank you so much once again.
Thank you.
And talk to you soon. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you so very much for everyone tuning in and listening tonight. That was Jill Madsen about her wonderful offering about sound healing and her amazing work. Please help yourself to discover and see how it resonates with you, with yourself. Don't take anybody's word for it. Experience first and decide it for yourself. And I'm looking forward to next week. We are having back again Janet Hawks, who's going to be talking about human design astrology. I'm so excited for Janet to accept to come back as well. So thank you if you're listening. I appreciate your time. And I'm just going to leave it off with a song, and then we'll talk soon next week. Thanks again.
But now I am invincible.